You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome. Time for Amanda Hall Psychic with Amanda Hall. Live from AmandaHallPsychic.com.au. Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Psychic Radio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv. This is Amanda Hall Psychic on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome to A1R Psychic Radio here on Moonstruck TV with Amanda Hall Psychic. I hope you're having an absolutely fantastic week wherever you are in this amazing planet of ours. Here in Australia, we've just gone into spring. I mean, you can tell by the way I'm rugged up, it's still quite cool here on the Gold Coast. But we're heading into what they're terming as a very early spring heat wave tomorrow. It's going to be well up around 30 degrees or in Fahrenheit terms, up around the 100. So I'm looking forward to the warmth. So wherever you are, I hope you're having a good week. It's been, you know, a tragic week with everything that's happened in Nepal. And, you know, our hearts go out to those families that have still got family members that are missing, that they haven't located yet. Fingers crossed they find, you know, some sort of miracle that they're alive. But it must be a very, very taxing, trying time for all the families concerned and for everybody around the world, because these weather events seem to be coming thicker and faster and more tragic. And it's sort of like every time you turn around, there's another event that we're all sort of trying to come back from. So anyway, this week we've got a really bright positive card. We've got the Star card, which is a really, really lovely positive card. It's the card of brightness and hope. Well, I think we could all do with a little bit of brightness and hope at the moment in our lives, with particularly everything that's going on around the world with wars and tragic weather events and things like that. It'd be nice to have a little bit of brightness and hope. This could bring excesses, so be careful not to become too greedy. Sometimes when we've got some really amazing things happening in our lives, we forget to share, or we forget to be thankful or to be grateful for what is coming our way. We take it for granted and just want more and more and more and more. And sometimes, you know, wanting more is not necessarily the answer. Taking what you need is the answer. You know, like sometimes it's nice to share your good luck or your good fortune or the excesses that you may have in your life. If you've got spare food, donate it to the people that don't have food. You know, there's many ways that we can share things that don't cost us any extra money out of our own pocket. It's just a matter of sharing the resources that we've got that we no longer need. And that goes for many things. It's not just food. It can be clothing. It can be furniture. It can be unwanted treasures that once upon a time filled your heart with joy, and now you're going to pass them on to someone else to experience the same joy. So when you see this card come out in a reading, it's asking you to be careful not to become too greedy as well. I think that's the major message there. So this week we're going to be working with astrology as we do every week. It's happy birthday to all the Virgos. Look, I have lots of Virgos in my circle of friends and family and colleagues around the world. And it's a really interesting time of the year, because it's the time of the year, no matter what your star sign is, you start to think about your physical health. You start to think, oh, maybe I should go down and get that checkup I've been putting off, or go to the dentist or get a massage or do something. It's a time when we really do look at what we are doing in our lives, and we should start to look at what we're actually putting into our mouths and how much we're moving in a day. And, you know, for lots of people, to get movement in their day is a really tricky thing, because they have a disability or they have an ailment that doesn't allow them to do the recommended 10,000 steps a day. My suggestion is just do what you can do. You know, set yourself your own little goals. And, you know, if your goal is to walk 50 steps today, well, that's great. Tomorrow it might be 55. You know, we all have different goals and different health regimes that we need to meet. So this is the time of the year where we reorganize that, we relook at things, and we start to set a program out for ourselves to hopefully improve our physical and mental health as well, because I think physical and mental health go hand in hand. So again, happy birthday to all the Virgos. So we've got the Sun in Virgo at the moment is conjunct or holding hands Mercury, the planet of communication. Now this is going to be definitely affecting the earth signs, but it's going to wash over the remaining eight signs too. So every sign must pay attention to what I'm about to talk about, because this really relates to each and every one of us. So the earth signs, yes, are Virgo, Capricorn, Taurus and the opposite sign of Pisces. But as I said, it washes over the remaining eight signs. It's a message for all the 12 signs. So Mercury in Virgo is asking us to keep the attention to detail. When we're having a conversation, make sure that we've got the details correct. Make sure that the other person has their listening ears on, that they are really absorbing and understanding what you're saying. Sometimes with Mercury in Virgo, we tend to go on and on and on and on. Yes, I'm talking about attention to detail, but we, you know, if somebody only needs the headlines, they don't need the paragraph or the chapter or the whole book. They just need the headlines of what it is. If they feel they need more information, they will ask you. It's a time to catch up on any paperwork, anything that you've been putting off that requires a little bit of mental acuity. This is the time. This is the time to do it, no matter what your star sign is. And if you're like me and you're like putting off the bookwork, this is the time to do it, because with Virgo here, you won't miss anything. Your attention to detail will be there, and you'll actually probably achieve what you need to achieve on paperwork side of things much faster than you would with Mercury being in another sign. So make sure that, you know, catch up on all your paperwork, your correspondence, your emails, your messages, whatever it is that you need to catch up on, because communication is not just verbal, it's written as well. It's any form of communication. And because it's in Virgo, it tends to be sort of like a little bit more controlled, a little bit more less colourful, shall we say. If Mercury was in another sign, we could expect a little bit more animation in the voice. This can be sort of almost monotone with Virgo, because it's trying to get a point across without the drama. And that's the important thing, because Virgo is very much about attention to detail, analysing things and going back and analysing again and again and again until there's nothing left to analyse, but we'll still go back and start again in case we've missed something. So, you know, that's a trait that we could all take on board, not just Virgos. I'm talking about all the other 11 signs too, because I think sometimes we tend to skim over the top of things and not pay too much attention to the detail that needs to be understood and worked through at this time. So if you are working on paperwork, make sure that you get yourself in a comfortable spot. You've got plenty of time. You've got time to reread it and reread it and make sure that you understand the questions if you're filling in forms, that you understand what's being asked of you, and just take your time, because this is the time you will get it right. So we're moving on to the planet Jupiter, the planet of opportunity, expansion and luck, is in Leo at the moment. So this is really affecting the fire signs, particularly Leo, Sagittarius and Aries, and the opposite sign of Aquarius. Now, when we say the planet of luck, it doesn't mean every single person under these star signs is going to win the lottery or, you know, win a lotto or something like that. It means that there's opportunities coming towards you, and you've got to be open enough to understand these opportunities when they come towards you and grab them with both hands. It doesn't always mean that every opportunity that crosses your path is the right one. We still need to sit down and think about it and look at something and look at it very carefully to make sure that this is the opportunities that we want or we want to bring into our lives. Just because an opportunity presents itself doesn't mean it's necessarily right for you or the opportunity that you need to take on board. So just be aware of that. There's opportunities coming. Things are happening very fast, but also make sure that you're not getting too much of the drama in your life at the same time, because the energy is in Leo and it can be very proud and dramatic and sometimes a little bit loud. Make sure that if you're looking at opportunities that you're doing them in a calm sort of way. Yes, you need some energy, but you don't need to roar like the lion to get your attention or get your point across. You can do it in a forthright manner, in a calmer manner, and lead by example, that, you know, you can still show a strong presence, that you can still show determination, but you don't have to roar like the lion. So for those of you that are looking for love, and there's probably lots of people out in the universe at the moment that are seeking a partner or seeking to have more love or loving energy come into their life, Venus at the moment is sitting in Libra. Venus feels very comfortable here because it rules Libra. It likes pretty things. It likes nice things in life. It likes to sort of feel as if, you know, there's a lot of loving, happy sort of energy around it. So even though this is in Libra and it is for predominantly affecting the air signs, which is Libra, Aquarius and Gemini, and the opposite sign of Aries, it is washing over the remaining eight signs. So if you're looking to bring love into your life, can I suggest that you go somewhere that makes your heart sing? You know, Libra's not always asking you to go to an art gallery or a trade show or whatever. It's the places that make your heart sing, things that make you feel good about yourself. And for everybody, that might be something different. Sometimes it might be you might have a real passion for motors and cars and you want to go to the car races, well, then you're likely to meet somebody there that has the same passion as you. You know, other people might say, oh, gee, I'm taking up art classes because I've always wanted to learn to paint. Well, then you're going to meet somebody that has a similar outlook. So go to the places that make you feel happy. And that way, then you've got more chance of meeting somebody that has a very similar outlook as you do, because they're there for the same reason. They want to learn or absorb the energy of whatever this lovely, fresh sort of, you know, creative sort of place may be. And, you know, creativity comes in many forms. As I said, you know, one person's creativity is a paintbrush in the hand and painting a beautiful scene, and somebody else's is, you know, got their head down and tail up sort of under the bonnet, you know, fixing a car. And, you know, that they love the smell of the petrol and the oil and the fumes and the speed. So everybody has a different passion. We have Pluto, the planet of transformation, is sitting in Aquarius at the moment. He will be there for the next 20-odd years. So I don't often talk about Pluto because he is going to be there for such a long time. And, you know, Pluto's energy is slow, deliberate and definite. Lessons learnt by Pluto were never forgotten. But when we've sort of got him in an energy like Aquarius, and he will be, as I said, for the next 20 odd years, it's really a slow moving, a definite sort of transformation. We don't see any great speed here. But with it being in Aquarius, he's asking us all to think outside the square. Now, I'm going to talk here in generalization of all the 12 planets. So this is affecting each and every one of us. It's not necessarily just affecting the air signs. It's affecting all the 12 planets, probably pretty much equally. So Pluto is asking all of us to get our transformation hat out of the wardrobe or the closet, and asking us to think outside the square, to sort of resolve the problems or the issues that might be in our lives at the moment. And for many people, it's been an ongoing sort of battle, sort of trying to sort of work out what the next steps are in your life. It's sort of like I've taken two steps forwards, three steps backwards, and it's sort of like I'm toing and froing. Yes, it has been like that for a little while now, but we've got a really nice aspect which is known as a sextile, which means that the energy or the planet that we're working in is no more than about 67 degrees away from Pluto. It's got to be somewhere between 53 and 67 to allow it to be in a sextile arrangement. Now, the sextile is with Neptune in Aries. Now, Neptune is the planet of creativity, of illusion, delusion, of change in our lives. Now, Neptune to me is incredibly creative. People sort of think of Neptune, they think, oh, somebody's trying to deceive me. Well, that's not always the case. Sometimes we're deceiving ourselves. Sometimes we're not looking at things squarely. And other times Neptune just steps into that incredibly creative role where it enables us to sort of go out into the sort of the ether, the fog, and sort of look at many, many different possibilities or many different solutions or answers to a problem. And quite often then we pick one of those, or we pick bits and pieces out of one and another, and create the right combination for us. So it's in Aries. So it's asking us to be me first. It's asking us to be very proactive. It's asking us to get out of our own road. Not necessarily should we be relying on other people. This is the time when we should be the self-starter. We should be the one that's sort of leading the charge, trying to find some creative solutions. Wouldn't this be wonderful if there were some creative solutions to come out of this on a world global stage, where we could maybe get some resolution to some of these conflicts that are going on around the world? Wouldn't that be lovely, that somebody comes up with a creative solution and says, right, bang, this is the way we should do it. And we need to sort of implement this to be something that's going to carry on for a very, very long time, not something that's a band-aid fix to something that we know that we should be doing, but, you know, we'll just do this to pacify the masses for the moment so we can get our own agendas through. I'm sort of hoping that this might signal that we're going to get some really long-term solutions to some of these crises and trouble spots in the world. Fingers crossed. So finally, I want to wrap up with, again, with Pluto. Pluto is also making a trine or a lovely aspect to Uranus. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up is we've just been talking about Pluto. Again, I want to say this washes over the 12 signs. Pluto here making a trine is another one of the really nice aspects in astrology. When it's making an aspect to Uranus, the planet of the unusual and the unexpected, again, this goes hand in hand with what I was just previously talking about with Pluto. Uranus is like the bolt of lightning. It strikes the ground. It happens very suddenly. It can happen very quickly. Now, with it being in the Gemini energy is the energy of the twins. It's the duality. It's sort of like all the local issues. It's sort of like I have the right to change my mind. I'm looking for answers. I'm looking for things very, very quickly. I'm not necessarily looking to set them in concrete, but I'm looking and listening to what people have got to say. It's sort of like the light bulb moments going bing, 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 bing. So hopefully with these two things going hand in hand, but the crux of the problem or the crux of this, the center of the universe here is Pluto. Now, Pluto is the planet that's slow, deliberate, and definite. In Aquarius, asking us to think outside the square. So if you imagine one branch going out of the tree to Neptune sort of saying, let's try and find some creative solutions. Let's just sort of listen to what everybody's got to say, look at it on a very selfish way of the me first, let's get something moving here. And then we swing the arm across to Uranus here in Gemini, where he's saying, so, okay, let's listen to what the masses have got to say. Let's listen to what the people have got to say, the little vox pops. What are the light bulb moments that are going off? And maybe, just maybe, with the combination of both, we can start to find some solutions to some of the world's bigger problems. So I hope that turns out to be right. But, you know, time will tell. You know, political leaders and people of importance around the world chop and change their mind like their underwear. And we can only hope that we can start to find some really definite solutions to some of these crises. Anyway, that's where we're going to leave the astrology report for this week. We're going to talk with Heather in Creston in Iowa. Are you there, Heather?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Heather. Do you have a question I can answer for you, sweetie?
Yeah, I was just curious if when I was going to find a place to live.
Oh, okay. That's a good question. We don't want to see you homeless, Heather. That's for sure. They're showing me the symbolism of change. So obviously that's going to come about rather quickly. Has it been a little while now, Heather, that you've been looking and you haven't found what is appropriate?
Just about a month and not really hearing much.
Yeah. Now, look, I feel that there's something that you actually looked at or you put a note of interest in that you sort of you haven't heard anything yet. And I think it's probably gone out of your mind, because when they come back to you and ask you if you're still interested, you're scratching your head and you're thinking, what property was that? You know, like it's not one that jumps out in your mind that that was the one that I desperately wanted or it was perfect. But I actually feel that this one will be good. I'm going to say a little bit older than some of the other properties that you looked at. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I think it's going to be more comfortable, actually, because it seems to have a bit bigger rooms. And, you know, like it just feels a little bit more private, a little bit more like you. Like, you know, you can certainly make it your own and you feel very comfortable with it. And it's sort of like when you do work out which one it is, you think, oh, yeah, that's that one. Yeah. Okay, I really didn't give it a lot of thought, because you were looking at two or three others at the same time that were a little bit newer and maybe a little bit closer to amenities, and you sort of you push that one to the back of the queue sort of thing. But this is actually perfect, because what they're showing me, Heather, is that you need to do a lot of healing. There's been a lot of trauma and things in your life in this last 10 years, and I don't think you've ever really had the luxury of time to sit down and allow yourself to heal, have you?
No, I haven't.
And that's why I think this house is so important. It gives you the privacy. And the home is like sort of walking in, that gives you a hug. It gives you the privacy, but you're still close enough to everything. Do you know what I mean? Like some houses, I believe, are better for us than others. This one is perfect for you, because it's like I really make it my own. I really make it a home. And every time you walk from one room to the other, it's like, oh, I feel so peaceful. You know, and you haven't felt this sort of peace in such a long time. And right from night one, you're going to find that you're going to be sleeping better. You wake up in the morning and you think, wow, where did that time go? You know, I normally go to bed and I toss and turn and can't turn my mind off and whatever. You've gone to bed and you've woken up 8-10 hours later and, wow, you know, like I had a full night's sleep.
Right.
You know, you can't believe it. And you think, dude, that was a fluke. You know, that won't happen again. But it happens night after night after night. And that's why I kept saying it's a healing house, because it's allowing you to rest. You know, your body has been so tense for so long that it doesn't need to be like that anymore. We need to let it rest and catch up. And I don't know whether you suffer from inflammation, but that's what they're sort of showing me, is if the body's sort of so red. you know, like it's got so much energy that it's never been able to calm down. And we need to be able to let it calm down, you know, to sort of say, I can exhale now, you know, like it's, and you know, the, I don't work with auras, but that was literally how they showed it to me. Like the outside of your body was this glowing red, like, you know, you're a bit like Rudolph.
Nice.
And, you know, it's calming down and it's going to a nice tranquil bluey green. And it's like, oh, how lovely, how peaceful. You are quite psychic, Heather. And I think that's something too that you, not necessarily struggled with, but it's like there's never been the right time for that to sort of be a major part of your life.
Absolutely.
That's coming too. That's coming with this house as well. It's like I can see you writing longhand a lot of things, and it's like it. I don't mean journaling. I mean you're getting messages that you sort of, you know, you might be up dusting the doorknobs or something, and all of a sudden you think, oh, I better go and write that down. And, you know, these messages are something to just write down and, you know, go back over them later on. But there'll be answers in there, but at the time it may not make a lot of sense. It might seem like it's cryptic or it's in a riddle or something like that. Don't get bogged down on that. Just take the information because it's really important. But I think you're destined to sort of bring more psychic stuff into your life. I'm not sure whether there's money to be made out of it, but I'm just seeing that this is going to become a bigger part of your life. This is really, really interesting, Heather, where your life is taking you with this move. It's really positive. So I hope that's helped you, sweetie.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, that's where I've got to leave it. Because I've got time constraints, but you've got a really good life ahead of you. And that house, you'll know it when they ring you and say, you know, you're still interested, and you go and look at it. You just walk in and think, yes, this is it. This is where I'm meant to be. So that's good. So we're going to talk with Shantae in Texas. How are you, Shantae?
I'm fine. How about you?
I'm very well, thank you, sweetie. Do you have a question I can answer for you, darling?
I was just wanting something general, I guess, as well as about pregnancy.
Okay. Pregnancy is one of those tricky areas because different states have different laws governing whether we can sort of talk about that. I can sort of say to you that I can see a happy bundle of joy. So that to me is, we'll take that as the opportunity for pregnancy coming up. They're showing me that there's been a lot of endings and changes and transformations, Shantae. Has this last 18 months been incredibly difficult on you emotionally with so many things that were sort of seemingly out of your control?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's slowly starting to ease now, and that's a good thing. Why do I keep feeling that you've already lost a couple of bubs?
I've lost a couple of
Lost babies? Have you lost a couple of babies? Has there been a couple of miscarriages?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, because they were showing me two together and I wasn't sure whether that was twins or whether that was two separate situations, miscarriages, but they were showing me that was the end of that now because I've got one that's going to be, you know, screaming, dirtying their diapers and being full of joy and full of sadness at the same time. Do you know what I mean? A baby that'll cry and do everything it's meant to do. And that's good. And it's going to bring you so much happiness. And that's good. To me, you're a very strong woman, but you always seem to feel as if you're alone, even in a room full of people. Is that how you feel at times?
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that's the journey that you came here to experience. We all come here to learn different lessons, and it doesn't mean you're meant to be on your own. I want to be very clear, but there will be times where even in a room full of people, you'll feel very isolated, very alone, and like you don't fit. It's like they're all talking a foreign language that you don't understand. Now, that says to me that you're a very old soul, so don't be too harsh on yourself when those times happen. You know, if it happens, just sort of, oh, well, okay, I'll just sit here and enjoy myself in my own little world and they can all talk and do whatever they're doing. And, you know, that's the way it's meant to be because you will get flashes of very strong feelings about people and hunches about things, and sometimes you can't explain why. You just immediately don't like somebody and you've only just met them. But I want you to follow that, because this is your intuition, your natural intuition coming through, and you will go on to sort of, it will become very sort of automatic. So do you have any children at the moment?
Yes, ma'am, I have two.
Right, well, they were showing me three altogether.
Okay.
So there's definitely one more to come, and I hope that pleases you, does it?
Yes, ma'am.
So are we hoping for a little bundle of pink?
At this point, it doesn't matter.
Okay. They kept showing, I don't normally try and predict the sex of a baby, but they kept showing me this baby in a beautiful pink bunny rug, as I call them, a little blanket. And it was a really pretty girly pink. So I can't imagine you wrapping a little boy up in this really fairy floss pink wrap. But she's going to have quite an attitude, this one. She's very demanding in a good way. I'll put it that way. You know, when she's hungry, you'll know. When she's happy, you'll know it. And when she starts to talk, she won't shut up. But that's okay. You know, she's a lovely, happy little girl.
Okay.
And that's good. But you're going into much, much better times, sweetie. So, you know, just know that, you know, a lot of the sadness and the things that have happened in the past are now behind you, and we're now going into much, much better times. So is there also potentially a move of residence next year as well?
I've been considering it, but I haven't set my mind on it.
No, look, I'm sort of picking up after March. It's sort of like it could get serious then, that, you know, it becomes a real, this is definitely what I want to do, you know, but not until then, you know, sort of we get well and truly through the winter months and all that sort of stuff. But I just know if there's a move after March next year, it's somewhere that you're putting down roots. So I wouldn't be at all surprised to see it being something that you're going to buy. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to stretch ourselves and get into a place of our own, even if it's not the prettiest, but it's ours. You know what I mean? And we can make it our own. And that's a good thing. But you've got, you know, a really good opportunities ahead of you. So just keep moving forward and keep remembering that there's a little bundle of joy coming. It's lovely to talk with you, Shante. That's where we come to the end of the program. It's always difficult when there's massive changes in your life and you're not sure where things are going and what to do and how to go about it. But, you know, we all get there in the end, and we're all always guided, even though we don't think we are. We are guided from a higher force. You know, whether that's God or whoever you believe in or your spirit guides or a combination of everything, but we all have our own belief systems and our own religion or the things that we live our lives by. And, you know, we get guided, and nothing is ever more than I believe we can handle, even though we might not feel that way at the time. So this week I want to leave you with a really old song, but with from somebody that had a birthday yesterday. He's well in his 70s or 80s. He's still alive, the only remaining brother out of the BGs. So happy birthday. And it's a beautiful song, and it's called Love So Right. So until next week, keep your love so right, and we'll do it all again in 7 days. Bye for now.